You can go to WJR.com always and find our conversations, most notably the conversation we just had with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But Ann does that every day, puts them online for you to see. And then do they go on that podcast line, too, the visit? The Great Voice? Yeah. Okay, so if you missed it or you need to get information, or if you're doing a story on what the governor said, that would be helpful to you. Meanwhile, always enjoy speaking with our next guest. All-around good guy. Lucky to have him as the Detroit Regional Chamber President and CEO, Sandy Barua. Sandy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul W. Great to be with you.
Well, it's always great. I'm not kidding. It's always great to have you with us. And starting off, I'm sure there are other things you might want to talk about, but talk about your take on the governor's State of the State address.
Well, you know, last night, Paul W., we saw a governor who was confident and relaxed. She looked like a woman in charge, and frankly, she should. After an 11-point victory in November, which was, I think, you know, pretty stunning, and a woman who's got, you know, both chambers in that Capitol where she spoke last night, with her party's control, I'm sure she's feeling pretty good, and it showed.
Yeah, we were just talking about that off air. Ann and I were discussing it, Sean, too, that she did look extremely confident and in control. And why not? 40 years since a Democrat has stood there and had the power that she now has. And so, I mean, with that comes great responsibility. There are no excuses for not getting certain things done.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, let's quote the sage poet Spider-Man, right? I mean, with great great power comes great responsibility. And she does. And listen, I mean, a lot of things that she talked about last night were fairly middle of the road things. She obviously wants to spend a big chunk of her political capital on reproductive rights. And listen, you know, and fair, she ran on those issues. She campaigned on those issues. Those issues, you know, resonated with obviously a majority of Michiganders in a pretty significant way. So she's going to spend political capital there. But, you know, the issues that, you know, certainly that, you know, the Detroit Regional Chamber and the business community cared about, you know, there were some certainly in there. I mean, we really support the expansion of Michigan Reconnect, lowering that age from 25 to 21. We've got to get more Michiganders with either a two-year degree, four-year degree, or some sort of professional skilled certificate. We need that kind of talent to compete and win in the 21st century. I thought that was a great proposal. Actually, we've been working on that with her behind the scenes. You know, really establishing a really solid and well-funded economic development strategy. Michigan, far too long, has been all over the map on economic development and how we attract other businesses and other jobs from other states into Michigan. We, frankly, have not done a good job of that. I think she's committed to fixing that.
You know, it's interesting. We've seen the cutbacks that have happened. 18,000 jobs cut, 10,000 jobs cut, especially in the tech area. But I'm still hearing from people, and you're the guy who is closer to all of them. I'm hearing from Detroit businesses they are still short of people. They're still having trouble filling important, well-paying jobs.
Absolutely. I would encourage everyone not to focus on some of the, you know, these big numbers that you see from these well-known companies. You know, the data, the facts really show that businesses are still struggling to hire employees at all levels. A lot of the tech workers that are coming out of companies like Meta and Facebook or companies like that, they're going to places like Ford and Stellantis and General Motors. They're sopping them up. So our unemployment rate is still at a record low. We're actually like 3.5%. There are more jobs still open, even with these high-profile layoffs. There's more jobs open across the country and in Michigan than we have people, either people in unemployment or people who aren't working at all, to fill those jobs, right? So we've got a lot of, you know, demand for talent out there.
What did you like most, Sandy Barua, as the Detroit Regional Chamber President and CEO, and based on the behalf of the people you represent, business in Detroit and in Michigan. What did you like most about what the governor said, and what did you like least about what the governor said last night?
Well, we're not huge fans of what she calls the retirement tax repeal, because what that does is it repeals the tax on those with pensions, primarily public employees. So, you know, public employees with a pension, primarily, or other people with an old-fashioned pension, would get a tax break in retirement, but the rest of us who have a 401k or some sort of, you know, non-pension retirement plan, we still have to pay the tax. And, you know, so, you know, this pension tax repeal is important to the governor. It's not something we're going to spend a lot of energy opposing. We're just going to say, listen, we just don't think it's fair for one class of employee to get a pension, a retirement tax relief, and others not. Like I said, I do like the expansion of Reconnect. I really like the emphasis on economic development, and I really like the way she ended the speech. I thought she ended the speech in a really classy, unifying way. I thought that was very, very well done.
Well, here we have you as the president of the Detroit Regional Chamber, president and CEO. You're quoting Spider-Man, and she was quoting Ted Lasso. I mean, how can you go wrong?
You know, listen, you know, modern day poets come in all forms, Paul W., and I'm happy to be associated with the governor, you know, quoting pop culture, because I think we're both shocked as heck that we can actually do it.
Yeah, right. And back to what you said, and I asked her, and she has a long answer, and you know, the question really is, well, no, forget the question. The statement from me and from you is, look, if you have a pension tax proposal and cutting costs for Michiganders, it should be fair for everyone. It should cover everyone, not this whole thing about, well, it covers working people. Really? I don't know about you, Sandy. Well, I do know. You work your butt off. You're a working person. I work my butt off. I'm a working person. There isn't some line, magic line, that goes through whether you're quote-unquote called a working person or not based on what you make. Everybody right. who's working is a working person. Everybody should be able to benefit from any pension tax proposals or cuts.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, you know, studies show that most Americans are not saving enough for retirement. Social Security is, you know, only a fraction of what people need to live and thrive after you're done with your working years. You know, I think, you know, not just the state of Michigan, this isn't just a Michigan issue, but, you know, we need to do better as a nation, both from the public sector side in terms of what government can do and what we do as individuals, right, taking on our own responsibility for our own lives, to do better about having better tools to have better retirement savings.
Always a pleasure, Sandy. Happy New Year. Best to you and Lisa. Of course, Sandy is the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. As I've said a million times, we're lucky to have him. Probably, he probably feels very lucky to be here rather than back in Washington, where we snatched him from in the various administrations that he served over the years. Thank you, Sandy. Keep up the good work. Any way we can help, just let us know.
Best to you and Kim.
Thank you, sir. It is 7:44 at 7:60 WJR. The Paul W. Smith Show, live from Lansing. Thanks to Enbridge and the Michigan Health and Hospital Association for once again supporting this very program.